So you are welcome. This is Leadership Insight with Pastor Emmanuel Abuaje. This is a program that has been designed for you. It's designed to give us insight into leadership, business, entrepreneurship, and our everyday life. In fact, what we have in mind is to approach all these things from the biblical perspective. So biblical approach to leadership, biblical approach to business and entrepreneurship. This is our first episode. I want you to share the link to everyone, your friends, family, and everyone that is interested in building a business, building entrepreneurship, is interested in leadership, is interested in applying the principles in the Bible in their everyday life. And today I'm going to treat something very special. Because it's our first episode, I'm going to treat something very special. It's something that I've been treating at church, and I want it to be a gift to you and something that you can internalize. And these are values that if you uphold, is going to help you to move further, to navigate through life. I've entitled it Navigating Through Life, The Art of Servantship. Navigating Through Life, The Art of Servantship. Do you know the good news is that irrespective of where you have been or where you are, if you don't have talent, let me not say you don't have it. Nobody on this earth is talentless. But if you are not the greatest person with the highest IQ, you are not the best in your class, you don't have the IQ like Einstein and Elon Musk, you are not having the resources, you are not gifted. The number one predictor of success, irrespective of all that, it's servanthood or servantship. That is very important. If you have the heart and mind of a servant, there is no way you are not going to succeed. You see, no matter where you have been in this life, no matter how deep you have fallen, no matter how high you have been, if you want to succeed, if you want to bounce back, if you want to do well, from all the perspective, what you need to do is to cultivate the value or have the mindset and the heart to serve. Martin Luther King said that we all can be great. Why? Because we all can serve. And that is very important. And you know what? We are in an era where we are all being oriented to think that we all want to be bosses. You know, start your own business, be a boss of your own. That is the orientation in the atmosphere now. Everybody is talking to us, telling us, be a boss of your own. You are going to have free time. You are going to have freedom and all that. I'm going to show you how to do that properly. And you see, the world is shifting towards service. The world is shifting towards service. Everyone has a need. Now, the world is developing in such a way that everybody has cultivated that internal need, is creating the search behavior for everybody. And so nobody is on this earth that is needless. All of us have a need. And that is why having the heart and mind to serve has become very, very, very important. Whatever you will become will emerge from those you serve. And when I say service, I mean position yourself to satisfy a need. You see, whatever you will become will emerge from those you serve. Check history. From people who have invented planes, from people who have invented printing press, from people who have invented cars, whatever, it emerged from the position of serving others. So if you want to do whatever you become, will come out of you serving others. 70% of what you will learn will come from serving others. 70%. Research have shown that 70% of whatever you will learn is going to come from serving others. So that is how you climb. That is how you get to the top. It's very, very important. The path to greatness lies in the heart of servanthood. The path to greatness. And it's interesting how Jesus put it in Matthew chapter 10, verse 43 to 45. In the New International Version, it says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served. The reason why he's saying even the Son of Man, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He could have come in a way that we would worship him and all those kind of things. But he came. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So what Jesus is saying is that Anyone who is great, who is a great leader, is also a great servant. Or in other words, anyone who is a great leader is a great servant first. So if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the greatest servant. In the Christendom, I've realized many people like the word reverend minister, bishop, and all that. You see, in the Episcopal system, when you are called reverend, it means you are the servant. When you are called the very reverend, it means you are the very servant. When you are called bishop, it means you are the very, very, very servant. So that is what it means. And once you have that name, it implies that you are going to serve everybody. You are going to go down to serve everybody. So servanthood position, you better to lead. You see, there's this theory that anyone that has want to be great leader must learn to be a great servant. And this is how it works. So leadership is a two-way street. Anyone who knows how to lead knows how to follow. If you know how to serve, you are positioned better to lead. You lead better than someone who has never served. And that is very important. That's why Martin Luther King said that we all have opportunity to be great. Why? Because we all have opportunity to serve. So servantship is directly proportional to leadership. If you want to be the great leader, you want to be the great leader you are aspiring to be, if you want to be the greatest leader, then be the greatest servant. You see, so somebody will ask, okay, if I'm serving, what are the benefits? There are enormous benefit in serving us or serving others or be having the mindset of a servant or a servanthood. Okay, so let me take you through it. Number one benefit, if you want to serve or if you serve, number one benefit is that servantship protects you. It protects you from a lot of things. In Proverbs 12 verse 9, it said that better to be nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. You see, I've seen a couple of people who say, okay, I want to start my own business, I want to do that and all that. And you see a lot of people walking on the street having nothing to eat. You see, the reason many people are poor is because they are not willing to do what will let them have something to eat. There is no way you can stay and say, I don't have something to eat. The Bible is very true. It says, he who does not work must not eat. So because the Bible has said that as a principle, God has said that as a principle, so he has made provision for it. If you position yourself to serve, definitely you will eat. There is nobody on this earth who doesn't have a need. Just that you are not looking or you are not positioning yourself to be able to serve. And so that's why the Proverbs 12 verse 9 is saying that better to be nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. The King James Version said, he that is despised and has a servant is better than he that harnesses himself and lacks bread. The Message Version put it even in an interesting way. He said that better to be ordinary and work for a living than act important and starve in the process. Many people are acting very important. They don't want to serve anyone. They said, I want to be the boss of my own. That is not how to approach life. Anybody who has become a boss, and a good boss, not just an ordinary boss, a great boss, has served before. Look at the Bible. Look through the Bible. David. David was a great king, had the heart of a shepherd because he served as a shepherd. Check anyone who did not look at Saul. If you did not have the heart, if you don't have the heart to serve, you will never become a great leader. My experience in ministry, pastors, that great pastors have all served before. They've been ushers before, they've been in Bible study before, they've been cleaners before, they've gone through the rank. And so they have experience and they have a whole picture, a complete picture about a whole organization and how to approach the ministry. And when you are a servant, you will need a lot of investment to succeed because someone else bears the responsibility, takes the risk and liability. And that what Proverbs 12 verse 9 is saying is that he said that better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. What it's implying is that, you see, when you say you want to be a boss of your own, you don't want to serve, you take up a responsibility, a needless responsibility. You bear the risks for everything. But you see, when you are employed by somebody, if you are working for somebody, It gives you certain benefit. You are able to develop your talent, you are able to develop your gift, you are able to develop your capacity, your ability, you create more options, you create more means without bearing the cost. You see, if you start your own something, the whole irony is that you are going to bear the responsibility of everything. You pay the rent, you are taking the risks, the suppliers are coming after you, people are coming after you, because you are bearing all the responsibility, you are paying employees and all that, at the expense of developing your capacity, your ability and all that. But you see, if you have, you decide to sell. Some of these things were not told early. You see, so first of all, when you have any gift, any talent, you have a skill, the first step is not performance. It's not, okay, I want to do it on my own. No, the first step is training. So then what it means is that you have to sell. You have to go somewhere and study. I always tell entrepreneurs that, look, if you want to be a great entrepreneur, go and serve under somebody who is an entrepreneur. Go and serve. If you go and serve under someone who is an entrepreneur, it gives you an idea. You get to see their challenges, you get to see their difficulties, you get to see their successes and failures, and more importantly, how they are turning those things around into success. If you don't do that and you go on your own, you go and roam and roam and roam and roam and roam and roam. If God does not be by your side, you are not going to survive. And so when you are understudy somebody, you get opportunity to develop all the necessary skill, get the necessary knowledge and understanding, so that you can do something of your own without not bearing the risk. And you get opportunity to know a lot. I'll come there, I'll show you some of the things. So number two, you minimize your risks, yet you can go far if you serve. You minimize your risks and you can go far. The other time I gave an example of my story my mom told us, that when things became very difficult, they wanted to go back to the village, but they realized that if they take us to the village, it's not going to be well with us, and they needed us to be in the city, go to school. So what they did is that my mom and my dad went and served as a houseboy and a house girl in someone's house, and that kept us in the city, and we went to school. So somebody else was bearing the risk because they had a goal. You see, those who don't have goal, you don't understand vision and goals and all those things properly, are those who think that immediately I should go and perform. If you go and perform, you are exposed. It's premature exposure. You have to serve first. So serve to build your capacity to be a master. Servantship does not mean that if you are serving somebody, does not mean you are going to be a servant forever. But if you serve well, you train yourself to be a master. You learn how to be a master. Bible said that whatsoever your hand findeth to do it with your mind. So Matthew 10:43. So whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. First, serve. Okay, so it is better to be a loneliness. One theologian says something about the Proverbs 12:9, and I want to quote it. He said that it is better to be a loneliness and obscurity and to support oneself by manual labor than to want the necessaries of life through a foolish vanity or the pride of birth which refuses to labor. Sometimes I see people struggling and I ask myself, why are they struggling? You see, but their contemporaries are selling on the street, their contemporaries are in the market, they are doing something. I don't care whether you have a degree or not. Look, if you are not getting a job in any corporate, you see, in Ghana, 70% of people are in the informal sector. The formal sector can only employ about 30%. So you can imagine there are a lot of people who graduate from the university who might not get a job. But what is job? I mean, if you go out, there are people now, there are a lot of opportunity. Find a need and satisfy it. Might be washing a car for someone, might be washing their clothes, might be cleaning their room, and you'll be paid for it. These are examples of ways to come out of difficulties and poverty.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.